From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Two rockets landed in Baghdad's highly fortified green zone Saturday night after clashes at anti-government protests left five people dead. As Edward Uranian reports, tens of thousands of Iraqis took to the streets of the capital to protest corruption in the Iraqi government.
Iraqi security forces fired tear gas at supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada as-Sadr after reports they were trying to advance in the direction of the iconic green zone, where government institutions, including parliament and the prime minister's office, are located. In later skirmishes, live ammunition reportedly was used, although it was not clear who was doing the firing. Baghdad Governor Ali al-Tamimi said in a statement that four people were killed and 320 wounded in the clashes that ensued as protesters dispersed following a call by Sadr to pull back. Baghdad Security Operations Command also reported that one of its men was killed and seven wounded. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
At least seven people were killed and several others wounded in a suicide car bombing Saturday in Afghanistan's Helmand province. A spokesman for the Taliban took responsibility for the bombing, claiming army officers and soldiers were among the casualties. A provincial government spokesman told VOA the attack near a bank in the provincial capital of Lashkargah was aimed at an Afghan National Army convoy. The victims were collecting their salaries when the bomber hit a military vehicle with his explosives-laden car outside the bank. Soldiers and civilians were among those killed and wounded. At least 21 wounded people have been sent to area hospitals. This is VOA News.